This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, welcome back for the second hour. This is Dave Gaharie going in for Daniel Brigham. And we've got Peter McDonald, who has developed and created and maintained the Veteran Resort Chapel in Lee, New Hampshire, just to help out homeless veterans. But the town of Lee, New Hampshire isn't happy about that. They don't like it. And Peter, before the break, you were talking about this fella who the police brought over to you for you to help him. So the police recognize that you help veterans. They brought this fella over, and he took off. He left out of the police car, and the police said, well, it's not our problem anymore. Go ahead, Peter. Pick it up from there.
Yeah, and earlier in the show, I was talking about the fire pit that Medtronics built. Well, the day after they built it, I was sitting out at the fire pit. I didn't have a fire going, but it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and I was drinking a cup of coffee when this guy comes out of the woods and sits down beside me and goes, Peter, you're not going to know me, but my name's Steven. And as soon as he said the cop, I realized who it was. And I said, yeah, I know you. The cop brought you down. He's been out in the woods for over a year now. And he says, yeah, I built a little hooch out there on a little island in the woods. And I have a fire. And I come up here every night, and I go into the chapel. And I take one can of food a night, and that's what I live on. In our chapel, we set up one wall with all shelves, and 3 different churches and a couple women's groups donate food, clothes, boots, and other necessities. And the chapel is open 24/7 for the veterans to go into to take whatever they need to live on. And so he would come up every night and just take one can of beef stew, chicken noodle soup, or something like that, SpaghettiOs, and he'd go back and cook it on his fire pit. And he'd eat out of the can. And so he sat down beside me, and he handed me a cell phone that somebody had given him years earlier. And he said, there's a number on this, and when I was told when I'm ready to come home to call this number, and somebody will come and pick me up. Can you call the number? So I took the cell phone home and charged it, and I called the number on it. And the next morning, well, that night, his sister flew up from Florida. She got a hotel in Boston. The next morning, she rented a car, and at 11 o'clock, she drove on to the Veterans Resort Chapel property. And when I was walking up to the car, we started talking. She got out, and we started talking. Steven came out of the woods and got into the back seat of the car and didn't say a word. She got in the car, and they drove back to Boston and caught a plane to Florida. That night, I got a call from her saying, Peter, how much you wanted to thank the Veterans Resort Chapel. And that her brother was now in a VA hospital down there. And then about a month ago, 2 months ago, I got another call from her, and it's been over a year. She said, Steven's still in the hospital, but he's doing better, and I just wanted to give you an update. So if Steven's listening out there on your program or one of his family members recognizes the story, thank you, Steven, because you were my miracle. I mean, I will never forget helping somebody that was totally lost and living out in the woods of New Hampshire for over 15 years, you found your way back. So that just shows that it is possible by people helping other people to make a life better for other people. So I just wanted to share that story with your listeners and hope that Stephen's listening.
Well, that's a beautiful story. How old was Stephen? I don't know if you said it.
Well, he must be in his late 60s or because I believe he was Vietnam.
Okay.
So he's got to be in his late 60s.
Okay.
But he was, and he might not be. I mean, he didn't look that old, but, I mean, he may have been Afghan or Iraqi. Could have been the first Iraq war. I mean, I really don't know because I didn't talk to him that much.
Okay. So any veteran, any homeless veteran could visit your chapel and just kick their feet up, relax, get some warmth, go to the bathroom, have something to eat for free.
Yes. Any veteran. It doesn't matter whether you're homeless or not. Any veteran is welcome. And like I said, the fire pits, have been, until the town stopped us, had become an increasingly big hit. And, you know, we were averaging about 23 veterans a day coming from all over the state. and different veterans every day, but some of them would come the same day every week or every month. So, I mean, it was becoming a routine, and it was really working.
What do you think is the main reason why they don't like what you're doing?
Well, like the selectmen told me, they believe combat veterans are dangerous. We're alcoholics and drug addicts, and they don't want that type of children around their children or that type of people around their children. And so they will help veterans any way they can in any other town, but not Lee, New Hampshire. And they have the power because, like I said, Tina Netto's a judge, the selectmen, the planning board, they have all the key people to isolate us and push us out.
Okay. Now, I'm going to bring this up. I know it's not obviously related to your matter at all, but as pretty much almost everyone knows, there was another mass casualty event, another shooting in California just yesterday. An ex-Marine opened fire in a crowded Southern California bar popular with college students, killing 12 people, including a sheriff's deputy, and then he killed himself as well. Ian David Long, 28. He was found dead in the office of the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, apparently having shot himself. Do you think that they're afraid of something like this happening?
I am sure. And combat veterans are unique. I mean, when I came back, like I said, when I came back, they just discharged me into society with no help. The reason that I come from a very large, loving family. The reason I moved away without saying anything is because I had almost killed two people that come up behind me and talk to me without identifying themselves first. And the other one made a quick move towards me. And that's why I moved away. And a lot of combat veterans that happened to, I mean, you know, we are trained for survival. And you don't have time to think in combat to kill or not to kill. You kill first or you're dead. And so that's what happens when we come back. I mean, you know, it's hard for people that never served to understand, but survival in combat is not a joy thing. I mean, you know, it's something that's instilled in you. And if you don't learn it and you don't become good at it, you're dead. And I'm sure that's what, you know, happened with this person is he just had a survival instinct that, you know, just came across at the wrong time. And he was trying to force the enemy away from him. And it's not saying that he was dangerous. He just did not get the help he needed because our government is just shirking us off. And it's happening even today. I have a veteran right now that is not part of the chapel, but he talks to me at a restaurant I have coffee in. He's a combat veteran that they gave him 30% disability, but he's 100% disabled, and they're saying that he can't get medical care or nothing. I mean, veterans, you know, we deserve no more than anybody else, but we deserve no less either. And to shirk off veterans and push us aside and then be afraid of us or not like our spontaneous survival reactions, I mean, you know, there's no justification for what happened out in California. But you got to remember, that was a combat veteran and is probably just trying to survive in combat at the time, where he wasn't in combat anymore. He was back here in the real world. So, you know, that's why something like the Veterans Resort Chapel, and like I said, I'm surprised it's been so successful. But what we're doing is we're allowing veterans that need someplace to unwind. Some of them have been back for 20, 30 years, and they're finding that the chapel is allowing them to find their mind so that they can come home mentally as well as physically. And if we could just take the chapel as an example, maybe we could innovate something in other places around the United States to help all the veterans. I'm not saying this is a unique program where it's going to solve all problems. I'm just saying don't let people like the elite of the town of Lee force programs out because they don't like veterans or they don't like combat veterans. Combat veterans are the basis of our freedom, and we have to help them. And I'm a strong advocate because I was one. And I came back, and I've had a great life with three beautiful daughters, my wife of 38 years. I mean, I've had a great life. So now my wife and I took our life savings and our retirement, and we're asking nothing back. We are just trying to help homeless combat veterans have a chance. Life is too short to waste such talent as these brave boys and girls that went off to war and came back in what the town of Lee calls rejects. There can be no thought pattern like that. We have to give everything to help these veterans. And I hope I'm getting through to your listeners. I hope I'm clear on what I'm saying.
I think so, Peter. That's what I was actually going to bring up, is that if there were veterans resort chapels all across the country, then there's the possibility that this might not have happened if he was able to get the kind of help that he might have needed to speak to other
veterans.
Not
only that, but if I'm sorry to interrupt you, if people like one of the things at the traveling wall in Amesbury I told you about earlier, or wherever it was in Massachusetts, people suggested, and I thought it was a great idea, if the average person just put one of these tiny homes up in their backyard and let a veteran live there, a homeless veteran live there, we could solve the homeless veteran problem, and we could give these veterans a chance. I'm not saying every family would be capable of this, but if some families did it, I mean, you know, these tiny homes, they're 8 feet by 16 feet. If a veteran could have a place to live to get back on their feet, you know, it doesn't take a chapel. I'm a strong believer in God, and I believe, you know, we all have our own denomination and supreme being we look up to. And I believe that's a positive road back, but it doesn't necessarily take a chapel. It just takes a person putting a hand out, like my wife and daughters wanted to do for me, because they knew I was homeless before I met my wife. They wanted to put their hand out so that I could help veterans find their way home through the church and through tiny homes. And so if your program can bring out to tell your listeners to reach out and help the homeless, and when you find a homeless veteran, put a little extra into it and try to bring them home or give them a chance. It doesn't take much. We just need a chance.
Absolutely, Peter. The break is coming up in a little bit, but when we get back, want to talk about the lawsuit that you have just filed against the Town of Lee Zoning Board. So hear the music, folks. We'll be right back with Peter McDonald. Thank you for listening.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Welcome back, folks. Dave Harry, filling in for Daniel Brigham. And we've got Peter McDonald on the line, who runs the Veteran Resort Chapel. That's Veteran Resort. It's veterans, because they help veterans, but the website is veteranresortchapel.com. And, of course, as Peter said, you could go on to Facebook if you have an account there, and Veterans Resort Chapel, resort-chapel is on there as well. So, Peter, go ahead with this lawsuit. I'm looking at it here. You sent it to me in email. It looks like it was filed on the day before Halloween. Is that right?
Oh, that's not a lawsuit. That's the town of Lee's writ of execution. They're contesting it, and they're taking us back to court to get the revert clause changed. And that's my response to the town.
Right, right. So that's your reply to them. So
right.
Tell the listeners what you're saying in your reply.
Well, my reply is basically the case itself that we're a church, and the judge has ignored all the evidence in the case that we are a church, and the federal government and the state government have a set of protocol to go by to be a legally registered church. And we meet all 15 criteria. And the town of Lee presented absolutely no evidence at all that we're not a church, but the judge still ruled that we're not a church and that we have to evict everybody from the property. Case 0455 was a case where we applied to the Lee Zoning Board to be a church, and the town said no, so we took it to court, and the judge allowed them to strap the case 0220 onto it, in which case the judge could fine us $96,000 to take our property. And so it's sort of like going up against a brick wall where the judge does not look at our side of the case, and he just rules for the town. And that became apparent when Judge Tina Netto signed the writ of execution and the county deed of records foreclosure papers to have the property taken. And that's where this town filed a court action, and this is my response to that court action, where Judge Tina Netto, since she's a resident of the town of Lee, and plus her father, Joe Netto, was on the New Hampshire Supreme Court, but Joe Netto and I did business when Joe was a lawyer, so there's a conflict of interest there, and I've known Tina Netto since she was a baby, and she has known me. And she knows I'm a disabled veteran, and she knows everything about me, but she still ruled the writ of execution, which is a conflict of interest. So there's a lot of different things in this case that, you know, just don't make sense, and where the judges are going against the law and stuff. And they're doing it because I'm not an attorney, but because we can't afford the $100,000 to pay an attorney, I have to do this myself, so... it's been a difficult road, but I'm not going to give up.
Yeah, I know you don't give up, but that's what I was going to ask you. Aren't there any attorneys out there who might want to lend a hand and take this case on pro bono?
I've talked to over 100 law firms, and I had one law firm in the interest. Over 100 law firms.
Wow.
And I had one law firm in Manchester, New Hampshire that said she was going to take it pro bono. But when I went down to talk to her, she asked me for a check for $3,500. And I said, well, this is the last $3,500 that we have, so there's no more money after that. And she said, no, before I file the paperwork, you have to come up with $30,000 more. And so I just walked away. I didn't give her the check for $3,500.
I thought she was going to do a pro bono.
Right. That's what she said, pro bono.
So it wasn't true?
No, she was just trying to suck me in.
Okay. So you have to file this lawsuit by yourself. And obviously you're not a lawyer.
Well, I did file a lawsuit in federal court because the Stratford County Superior Court is so biased. But the town objected because I'm not an attorney, and in federal court you have to have an attorney.
Okay.
You can't file a case pro se in federal court. You got to have an attorney.
No, I didn't know that. I thought that the Constitution.
I thought so too, but not in federal court. According to the New Hampshire federal court.
Wow. Well, I wasn't aware of that, but if there are any attorneys listening, would you be interested?
I would love to talk to one.
Yeah, okay. Hey, we got the music again, Peter. We will be back, folks, and we're going to talk about how maybe any of you all out there could help Peter out here and help this cause. It's a great cause. Folks, we'll be right back.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
USA Radio News.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. Police and FBI in Thousand Oaks, California are still searching for answers as to why a gunman would walk into a bar and kill at least 13 people, including a sheriff's sergeant. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy reacts to the news.
This is not my district, but not far. We need to find out what caused this and make sure this does not happen again.
And of course,
it's just devastating. It seems like it was pre-planned to walk the way he walked in, the reports early of putting out smoke bombs so people couldn't see and then just opening up fire.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 10 points to close the day at 26,191. S&P 500 down 7 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, folks. Garb, thank you for tuning in today. This is Dave Gahary filling in for Daniel Brigham, and we're talking to Peter McDonald, who runs the Veterans Resort Chapel in Lee, New Hampshire, trying to help homeless veterans. Doesn't want anything out of it, just wants to help them. But the powers that be, or the powers that should not be, in Lee, New Hampshire, are preventing him from helping out homeless veterans. And Peter, we do have a call. I could be wrong, but I hope I'm right. Jim in Cincinnati, Ohio. Is that right? Jim, are you out there?
It's Jerry, but yeah.
Jerry, I'm sorry, Jerry. Jerry, go ahead. Well, do you have a question or a comment for Peter?
Well, I'd like to help, Peter. Can you give out a phone number on the call? I've got your website. It's VeteranResortChapel.com, right?
Yeah,
and
looks
my
like
phone number
right
on
top of there.
What?
Looks like there's a phone number right on top of there. Is that a good number
For Jerry, Peter?
603-781-3839. Okay. And I can get a hold of you pretty much. You answer all the time.
Yes. That's my cell phone number.
That's his cell phone number, Jerry.
Yeah, the last 3831.
No, here, let me say the number here. It's 603-781.
Yeah.
3839.
Okay.
3839. That's a pretty cool number too. 3839.
Yeah.
603-781-3839. And do you have an email address to
Peter? Yeah. Veteran. Support?
What is it?
VeteranResortChapel@gmail.com.
I got that. That's without the S, right?
Right.
Both the website and the email are without the S.
Right. But Facebook has an S.
Yeah.
Facebook has an S.
But if you email me a number, I will call you because it's probably easier for me to get in touch with you than you get in touch with me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do that. I've been trying to get together, but I'm a non-vet too. I was there in 67 and 68. On the coastal highlands, just south of Chulai.
Oh.
I'm a combat engineer. What was I going to say? Oh, I've been trying to put together to find a closed military base that we could open. I'm calling it a reservation.
You're going to have trouble with that because the government has all sorts of restrictions for doing anything to help veterans on a military base, or even a closed one. So you're going to have trouble with that.
Yeah, well, okay. But that's something I've been trying to put together with, but I really have no contacts whatsoever. I'm kind of stranded here in Cincinnati, but I'll get with you and maybe now.
Yeah, contact me. I'd be glad to help you any way I can.
Are the townspeople on your side?
Yes, the fire department, the police department, and a lot of the residents are on the Veteran Resort Chapel side. But the people with the power are the ones that are causing the problem.
Well, that's what they think. And, you know, you're running up against their de facto power.
Well, I'll tell you,
power.
They're causing us to go bankrupt, and that's the problem right now. It's been, you know, what, 8 years, 6 years? And, you know, my wife and I have been doing this out of our own pocket. But, you know, our money's just not going to last forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I won't ask that. Oh, what was I going to say? What about news coverage?
News is very selective. President Trump hit it right on the nose. Fake news. I mean, you know, the news up here has to support the politicians and stuff, or they're not going to get the stories. So they're very reluctant to help homeless combat veterans, especially when two judges, one of them living in the town of Lee, do not want it known. So news is, you know, we're getting some news broadcasts, but very few.
Okay. Because an idea I've tried to work with some other people on if you can't get the news coverage.
I'm hoping this radio station broadcasting this story will get the national news to at least look at us. I mean, if we weren't 100% to help the homeless combat veterans at no cost to the veterans, I could see people not wanting to help us. But this costs the veteran and it costs the taxpayers not one penny. My wife and I are doing this out of our own pocket, and we get nothing back from it except for the joy and the knowledge of knowing that we're helping the men, the boys and girls that went off to become men and women that fought for this country. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't make sense why anybody would not want to help homeless combat veterans. But for them to come down on my wife and I for doing it just doesn't make sense. It's not costing the town a penny, but they still do not want homeless veterans in Lee.
Yeah, there's the first veteran, like this thing that just happened in California, that is the first veteran that I've, if he even is a veteran, you know.
Well, he was a Marine, but that's like the congressman during the advertisement that spoke up on the news that said we need to look at and understand why this is happening. This has been happening many times, but they don't want to. That's the problem with our government. They don't want to look at combat veterans and what it takes to become a combat veteran and understand what survival instincts are and that you just can't drop us back in a world without helping us. And that's why something like the Veterans Resort Chapel, a place where these veterans can go to learn how to come back to reality and not have to worry about innocent people doing things that and survival instincts are going to kick in because of combat reactions. You know, unless you do something like that to understand the veteran, you're going to have more and more of this. And what it does is it isolates the combat veteran because of this happening with a Marine out in California. It's going to make more and more people afraid of combat veterans and what we're going to do. We are normal people that have just been trained to survive in some of the worst, the most piggish conditions that you can imagine living in an insane world of combat. And we do it, we become quite good at it. The only problem is we do not fit back here in society. So they have to, instead of just wanting to look at it and try to understand, they have to find the basic reasons why it's happening.
Well, this guy is the first veteran that I've heard of that has done any kind of mass shooting. Usually a veteran will commit suicide before he'll do something like that. You know who Pat Robertson is?
Yeah.
The guy with the 700 Club?
Yeah.
He mentioned something, and I think a friend that isn't on the line right now, he's the one that told me about this call. That's why I even am on the call. At any rate, Pat Robertson was saying on his 700 Club this morning that he thinks that this veteran was probably on some kind of psychiatrist and was probably on some kind of psychotropic drug and that caused him to do that. Because I think you agree with me. I think that, first of all, it's the first veteran I've ever heard of doing this.
Well, Jerry, there was that Micah Johnson in Dallas. He was Army. That was the 2016 shooting of those Dallas police officers. So he murdered, I think, five Dallas police officers. But he was an Army veteran.
Okay, I stand corrected. So that's two.
Yeah, two out of all of the mass casualty events in the country. That's not very many, and I agree with that. But they're going to now make bad guys out of the combat vets, I think, because of this, right?
Yeah, that could be what is called a. It really isn't a false flag. The guy probably is a veteran, but
yes.
it's to put the blame on somebody on a certain class of people that people will be readily to believe. You know.
Right, and you're right. We don't know just because the fake media, as Peter said, the fake media is telling us that he's this or that. We really don't know yet.
Right.
You know, we have to depend on them. We want to believe them, but as we found out now, and as Peter said, President Trump has really shined the light on this corrupt media. Really, and yesterday he told off that one fella, that grandstanding, that clown from CNN. And he threw them out, which is good. It's about time they stand up to these people. I hear the music, folks. Jerry, do you want to hang on, or are you done with your questions for Peter?
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. This is Dave Harry with Peter McDonald, Veterans Door Chapel. I got cut off by the music, but I was asking Jerry if he was done asking questions. I don't know if he heard or if he's still on. But
I heard and I answered and I said, if you don't have, I'd like to, I'm on.
Oh, good, good. Jerry, go ahead. Did you have anything else you wanted to say to Peter?
Well, I want to make sure I can contact Peter. Now, I have to borrow email, and it's her name is Amelia, so it would come from in a her first name is Amelia, okay.
Okay.
And And in the neighborhood, I'm known even by the police as Santa Claus. I look like Santa Claus.
Okay.
the kids all call me Santa. All right. And so I'll send you an email, and it'll be in the subject line, stuff from Santa.
Okay.
Okay. And how about a text? Is that a...
I have no idea how to text.
But so does your cell phone receive text?
It probably does, but I wouldn't know how to get it, so I wouldn't... No, my phone doesn't text.
Oh, his phone doesn't text.
I still have a flip phone.
Probably just give him a call and
just give me a call on the phone number.
Okay. But you said
it's
sometime hard to get a hold of you. All right.
Right. But just keep trying.
Yeah. Well, I'll send you the number in an email.
Right. Okay. And I'll call you.
Yeah. Have you considered a GoFundMe?
I have tried that, and it just doesn't work for me. I mean, I have no idea how to handle that. My daughters are too busy to do that.
Well, Amelia,
that's a good idea. That in a PayPal account. But as we found out now, painfully found out recently, these big companies like PayPal and GoFundMe and YouTube and Google and Facebook, they seem to frown upon any type of entities that are doing the things that Peter is doing, or any of these entities that appear to be more conservative than liberal. So even if he did do it, the odds are that they would shut it down. I mean, this has been going on now for a long time.
GoFundMe operates that way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'll be glad. I didn't know that. I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I cover this stuff writing for American Free Press newspaper. So yeah, they absolutely do that. It's a cry and shame, but these companies they just are so biased, and that's why I was saying it's so clear now, and it's being brought out by President Trump. You know, if you see how disgusted he is with this mainstream media, there's a reason for it. This guy's no dummy. He could see right through him. The way that they talk, the way that the questions they ask, how they immediately want to brand him a racist, how they want to tie him up instead of asking a regular question like I'm asking Peter questions or you're asking Peter questions. We're normal people. They want to really, aggravate the president and try to make him look like crap and make them look good, like they're really doing a job. And all they're doing is, and I don't think they get it, they're just aggravating people. And that's why more and more people are turning to networks like the Power Hour and others, because they're completely disgusted with the mainstream media.
But one of the things I'd like to tell your listeners, if you don't mind, is whenever you see a homeless person on the street, one out of every three of those homeless people you see is going to be a veteran, a homeless veteran. And the most amazing thing that I found, the most astounding thing that I found is that women, since they started serving in combat, women have a 55% chance of being homeless when they come back because of their motherly instincts and stuff. So that's just an interesting fact that I found out since I started this Veterans Resort Chapel is women who serve in combat have almost twice the chance of becoming homeless when they come back. So when you see a homeless person on the street, every third one you see is most likely a veteran, which is astounding. And on the suicide rate, it was for years 22 veterans per day committed suicide. Now it's up to 24 veterans per day commit suicide. So, I mean, you know, we do have to do something as a nation to help recognize veterans and how to help veterans when they come back from combat and stuff. I mean, it's so easy to say we support veterans and we thank veterans. But let's do a little bit and try to make veterans' lives a little better and reach out. And if a citizen wants to spend their own money to build tiny homes to help homeless veterans, don't let zoning or don't let the town government, because they don't want veterans living in their town, stop them. Let's speak up, people. Let's help the veterans. Let's recognize the veterans. Let's, on this Veterans Day, instead of thanking a veteran, let's do something nice for a veteran. I don't want to rant and rave, but I just got a little out of control there. Sorry.
Well, you're not ranting and raving. You've been through a lot. Go ahead, Jerry. You're going to say something.
Okay. I just want to tell you, my area code is 513. So you must have a caller ID on your on your cell phone. So even if you can't, I don't know, you probably don't get a lot of 513 numbers. So when you look into your, if you haven't been able to answer it, it's likely mine if it's the area code is 513.
Well, if I see the number, I will definitely answer it. I answer every call that comes in. It's just my cell phone sometimes sends it directly to messaging, and I don't know how to retrieve a message on my phone. So the message box is probably full. Sometimes it just hangs up on the people, and you got to recall.
Well, you know what, Jerry, if you want to, because I've been doing the USS Liberty Film Project, and my number is out there for everyone to call. If you want, I can give you that number. You can call me, and I can get Peter your number if you like.
Okay.
Right. It is 850.
850.
677.
677.
0344.
0344.
Yeah, 850-677-0344. I'm down in the Florida Panhandle here. And you could just give me a holler, and I will make sure Peter gets it. And I have the same problem with my cell phone, too. I have very poor reception here. And most times, the phone doesn't even ring. It just goes right into voicemail. And I know how to accent it, though, but I understand.
What is your name? What's your first?
My name's Dave. This is Dave Gahary.
Now, I hear the music on.
Yes,
is this the last segment?
That's right. This is it. This is the end of the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Peter. Peter, you're doing a great thing. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Jerry, thank you for calling, and thank both of you for serving the United States of America. Of course, thanks to all of the wonderful veterans who paid the ultimate price for this country. Because, as we know, freedom is not free, folks. So thank you for tuning in. God bless all of you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Travel
God
safe,
bless you,
everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Travel safe, everybody. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.